You're saying you never lost the excitement of going out to play at Kingsholm, Dick. Were there other grounds that particularly made the blood tingle?
Newport, Cardiff Arms Park, playing on Twickenham in those. We played at Twickenham. Didn't play at the Stoop. There were some horrible grounds as well. Bedford, Golden Road, what a horrible dump that was. Leicester was a nice ground. Northampton was all right. But the crowds weren't half as big as what they are now.
Yeah, I was thinking when you mentioned Twickenham, I mean, a Harlequins game, the crowd must have got lost in that stadium.
It did, yeah. That was the old stadium as well.
Yeah.
It was echoing round.
And of course, Twickenham was the venue for the first knockout cup final. Knockout being the operative word, I suppose.
Yeah. It was a bit unfortunate.
I hesitate to ask you whether you remember that thing. Do you remember Mr. Horton?
Vaguely, yeah.
A bit early, wasn't it?
Yeah. First couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Talk us through it.
I think there's a little bit going on between Burton and Don Lane in the front row. And then somebody whacked somebody, and I turned around, and there was some bump. I sat on my backside. Brinny lifted me straight back up onto my feet. He said, "You all right?" I said, "Yeah." And with that, I looked over, and Horton was being sent off. I don't blame you, it's a bit early. That was my first couple of minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A bit silly, really. Don't even deserve to go off, not for one punch. Yeah.
Yes, I remember that happened down in the southeast corner, didn't it?
Yeah.
I was in the west stand and couldn't believe what was happening. Didn't really see it right then.
I remember at half time McFallion said to me, he said, "Lend us a player and we'll give you a game." So I think they had one sent off and two off injured. Mm. No subs in those days.
No.
So we were playing against 12 men,
yeah.
Which is a bit silly, really.
Yeah. Well, the following season, Bristol had to play almost the whole game against Coventry, didn't they?
Right,
without John Pullen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did spoil the game, didn't it?
We played Neath once, and Brian McDougall playing in the front row. I think it was his first game, first and only game for Loughborough, I think. They kicked off, and the ball didn't go 10. So he stepped forward into that 10-yard area and caught the ball and got flattened and broke his knee. Carried off. So we restart the game. So we argue with the ref, we're going to restart the game, we can have 15 blokes. Nope, sorry. So we restarted the game, played against Neath with 14 men the whole game. That's when it was unfortunate. Poor old Brinny had to go in the front row. Yeah.
Can we move on to representative rugby, Dick? Let's talk about the county first, because the county did well when you were playing for them, didn't they?
We lost a lot of finals. Yeah. Managed to win one in the end, but lost against Staffordshire.
At Burton.
Yeah, that was a terrible game.
I was there.
Surrey on King's Own, the semi final, I think. Lancashire, King's Own, we lost. Games we shouldn't have lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, during your career, it's sort of the performances gradually built up, didn't they? From going out in semi-finals to then, appearing in three successive finals. Now, talk us through those county finals.
The one at Burton, Sam Dolbo, every time they won the boys, Sam just kicked it down to the end of the field. And then we struggled to get back up there again. John Pullin was hooker. And that's when they just changed from wingers throwing the ball in to the hooker throwing the ball in. And John Pullin just wasn't interested in throwing the ball in. That's what cost us the game. We never won a line in. But having said that, Watty, who played all the way through, he'd gone to Australia with work or something. He couldn't play in the final. We missed him. And they had Mike Davis in the second row. John Webster, Finland. Didn't have a bad side.
How did Mike Davis come to play for Staffordshire? Because he was a Devon.
He played for Devon years ago.
Yeah.
He was a school teacher, wasn't he? He was at Sherborne for a bit.
Ah, uh-huh.
I think so. He taught at Sherborne. Whether he taught up that way or no, I don't know.
Mm.
But then we played for him.
Right out of the blue, though, wasn't
yeah.
it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, that one final yeah. they had, and they were nowhere in the yeah. county championship yeah. the rest of the time. And they won it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Doble did have an exceptional boot, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
I can remember the journey home from that game.
I can as well. I remember waking up the next morning thinking it's not right, it's not true. Can't believe we lost that game.
But you got back to the final again the following season.
Yeah, Coventry. I keep getting mixed up. Coventry is a semi-final with the cup. So that was quite funny. When it was a draw at the end of the semi-finals of the Knockout Cup, Billy Gittins said, "We've got to come to your place now." I said, "No, you haven't. You're out of it." They didn't know the rules. They thought it was a replay. It was a way, so he went through. But county final, they had Duckham. They're a good side. I think we rang on at the end, from memory. Can't remember too much about that one. Except winning it, getting a blazer.
You appeared for the Barbarians as well, didn't you,
yeah.
Dick?
Yeah.
When was that?
That was in seven more or less of end of my playing career, 72, 73. That was nice to play for those.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
What? How many games did you play for?
Four.
Yeah.
Mobs and Moria at Northampton. Penarth. Swansea. And Newport. That was the Easter tour.
Yeah.
I know we beat Penarth. We beat Swansea. I think we lost to Cardiff and lost to Newport.
Presumably that's quite a social outing as well, the Easter tour.
Yeah,
it was
compulsory golf on the Sunday down at Porthcawl, Royal Porthcawl. And on the Saturday night after the Cardiff game, there's all the new Barbarians got to do a party piece. And me and Mickey Burton did ours.
Which was?
Fanny and Johnny Craddock. We cooked some alvers, took some alvers then, and cooked those. It was Easter, so... and made them all eat them. Now, Roger Beard, the Cardiff captain, the opposing captain was always invited to the dinner, and Roger Beard was captain of Cardiff. The next morning he came up to me and said, "I thought that you were messing about. I thought it was pieces of spaghetti or something." He said, "Till I found one on me tie next morning." The two little black eyes. What it was.
What other things did people do as their party pieces? Oh,
actually, I didn't see it because it was the following year, I think. John Watkins, when he got picked for the Barbarians, we had a chap called John Simonet who
yeah.
played for Loughrea. Really, he's absolutely magic with magic.
Yeah.
And he is a real class act. And he taught John Watkins a trick. And John did the trick at the Barbarians' dinner. It went down well. Yeah. You know, singing and dancing, acting the fool, all sorts of stupid little things. It just makes an evening go round.
I didn't think to ask you as to which of you had to play the part of Fanny Grabbit.
Can't remember now.